I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
three-time NBA champ Dwayne Wade is the newest part owner of the Utah Jazz. He says partnering with the team is the perfect fit because he shares the same vision as the club. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the bad news. Donovan Mitchell is receiving treatment. He sprained his ankle in the third quarter of the Pacers game this afternoon. We are waiting for the MRI that'll indicate the severity of the sprain. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We've had some traffic increasing on southbound I-15 in Utah County and just under the freeway limit as you're going through Pleasant Grove into Linden. But bigger delays are waiting for you southbound I-15 in Weber County from 31st Street in Ogden down to Sunset. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We start to clear things out tonight, but more wind developing with lows in the 30s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
49 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Biden insisting that gun reform has always been a priority for him as he defended a legislative agenda that puts infrastructure up front.
Police identified the...
The president was asked about a series of shootings this week. During a news conference with the Japanese prime minister, police in Indianapolis say it was a 19-year-old former employee who opened fire last night at a FedEx facility, Deputy Chief Craig McCart.
We've recently identified him, so now the work really begins trying to establish some of that and see if we can figure out some sort of motive in this, but we don't have that right now.
Eight people were killed. Several others were injured. Michigan is extending COVID-19 restrictions, including a mask mandate, for at least 5 weeks as cases continue to rise. The Coast Guards found the body of a second crew member of a boat that capsized this week off Grand Isle, Louisiana. 11 are still missing. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL in depth. During this morning's community COVID update from Intermountain Healthcare, we learn more about the vaccine as it relates to pregnancy and breastfeeding. Dr. Sean Esplin is medical director of Women's Health for Intermountain and says a pregnant woman who contracts the virus might have a more severe case.
If you're pregnant and you get the infection, you have a higher chance of needing help breathing because your lungs can be more affected. You might have a higher chance of being admitted to the hospital or the ICU, and even a higher chance of, you know, having a death because of this. And that's not unusual because with other viral infections, for example, just the regular flu, if you get that when you're pregnant, you can have a more severe course.
And other underlying conditions, diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, asthma, can create an even higher risk of problems in pregnant women who get COVID. Dr. Esplin says they're monitoring some 50,000 pregnant women who've received the vaccine.
To this point, there are no concerns that we're seeing among pregnant women to say, hey, there's a higher risk of the vaccine during pregnancy. So that's really reassuring. And there's a lot of experience now, much more than before, in pregnancy, and these vaccines seem to be safe. The other thing that we've done, which is really interesting, is that they just published a study in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology where they looked at about 180 women who were pregnant and got the vaccine or who were breastfeeding and got the vaccine. And they compared them to pregnant women who actually got the infection. And what they're showing is the vaccine actually creates a higher immune response. You're more protected if you've got the vaccine than if you had the natural COVID infection. So that's really awesome.
Equally awesome, the COVID antibodies are reaching newborn babies.
You know, we've always known that breastfeeding provides, it is really important for newborns to get antibodies from their mothers to have protection. So we offer immunizations during pregnancy. And part of that is to protect the mother, but part of that is also protect the baby. So finding that these COVID antibodies are reaching the baby means that if you want to be safe yourself in your pregnancy and you want to keep your baby as safe as possible with respect to COVID, get the vaccine. And the earlier you get it in the pregnancy, the higher the levels that will get to your baby.
That's Dr. Sean Esplin from Intermountain Healthcare. He says getting a COVID vaccine while pregnant is not only safe, it helps protect mother and child. KSL News Time, 4:49. Time for Triple Team Traffic. Let's get you skittering home with Ricky Meese.
Southbounders on I-15 in Salt Lake County, you do have a slow ride starting in Murray at 45th South, down through Sandy at 90th South. After that, you pick right back up. A little bit of busy traffic both directions of the 21st South Freeway at 7200 West and possible police activity in West Jordan, 7400 South, 5600 West, an area you may want to avoid. Len?
That crash northbound 5600 West and 13400 South is blocking the middle lanes there. And taking the drive in Utah County, southbound 15 looking pretty good from the point, but getting sluggish from Pleasant Grove and the new town of Wing on to Linden. And Tooele still have that crash on Main Street at 1000 North. That is near the Starbucks, and it's slowing from 2000 North. Michelle?
Well, we have solid slowdowns northbound I-15, Farmington to Clearfield, also on Highway 89 and Fruit Heights, in spots up to Cherry Lane. Southbound I-15, busy Ogden to Clinton, and when they're still working on this single vehicle accident, Woods Cross, westbound 2600 South to northbound I-15. For banking that changes the game, Zions Bank is for you, a division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and here's your 7-day forecast with Kristen Van Dyke.
Thanks, Jeff. We dry things out this weekend. Breezy but sunny Saturday with a high of 59, lows in the mid-30s. On Sunday, beautiful weather, 64 degrees with lots of sunshine. Monday, another system brings in more clouds and a chance for rain, a high of 63. We're back to the sunshine Tuesday and Wednesday with temperatures in the upper 50s to low to mid-60s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
It's 49 degrees in Salt Lake City. Ogden, 49. Provo's 45 and is being kissed by rain.
Kiss.
Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
Yes.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and for those who have listened over now these many years, you've heard me talk a lot about Kinetico, and we completely recommend, from our family to yours, Kinetico water softeners. I often hear people say that their older water softener just doesn't do the job, and how many service calls they've had, or it uses way too much salt. I'll tell you, that's precisely why we love our Kinetico soft water system. They're engineered differently. They almost never break down. And I've mentioned this before, with the two systems Dee and I have had in two different homes, we have never, ever even had a service call. It's great soft water around the clock, even when they're regenerating, something other softeners simply can't do. This is the time for you to contact my friends at Kinetico at 801-576-8600 or go to softwaterutah.com. That is Kinetico.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower." Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years, all in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988. 888-583-6988. 888-583-6988.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Adidas is making shoes out of recycled mushrooms. Through a partnership with a biotech firm, they're making a mushroom-based material that looks and feels like leather. Probably doesn't smell like leather, though. KSL Drive's Park City is getting a new public transit method soon. The city's going to install personal rapid transport. These are like small tracks trains, but they only seat about four people to zip you around the town. Three PetSmart stores in Utah, one of them in American Fork, had to halt fish sales this week. The company's investigating a possible invasive zebra mussel contamination. Wall Street, higher bond yields pushed tech stocks down slightly. Apple and Facebook saw small drops as the Dow hit another new record high. It gained 164 points. That means the week wraps up at 34,200. The S&P also reached another record high, rising 15 points, and the NASDAQ gained 13 points. Cache County's tourism industry says they're seeing hopeful signs of normal just around the corner. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
The optimistic outlook comes after Governor Spencer Cox said all restrictions on gathering sizes and events could be lifted in 3 to 4 weeks. The director of the Cache Valley Visitors Bureau, Julie Hollis-Terrell, spoke last summer about how canceled events and activities led to less people visiting.
I was talking to one of our hotel operators, and he said that their occupancy, or the amount of rooms that are rented, is at about 60% of their rooms.
Fast forward a handful of months, and now she thinks things will be busier and crazier than ever this summer. A big part of that is research from the U.S. Travel Association that found 9 out of 10 people surveyed have plans to take a trip. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.